Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looks like a little snow on the way, depending on where you're at. Radar, very light snow, heaviest stuff, southern Minnesota. Here in the metro, maybe a dusting overnight tonight. And then a cold Sunday, and if you're headed out to the Viking game, well, good luck to you. Parking and walking to the stadium as the Vikes play out the string. We'll get into that in more detail later on. Right now, Wild Hockey, they're on a swing through the old Northwest Division. Started with a good win over Edmonton, an ugly loss to the Flames, and now they get the Canucks in Vancouver. Jazz Myers covers the club for the Pioneer Press online at TwinCities.com. Jazz, good to visit with you.
I don't want to be overly optimistic, Steve, but if you have one lousy, bad, stinky loss once a month, you're still doing pretty okay. You know, I mean, this is the first time they had lost in regulation since before I went deer hunting, which is a long time ago now. So, with that in mind, yeah, it was a stinker, but if it's an occasional stinker to wake them up, maybe that's what they need.
Yeah, and it was surprising because they were able to pitch a shutout against the high-flying Oilers, and then against the Flames team, we were like, okay, well, this might be the easiest game on the trip, and they get smoked. That's not a good look. I don't think anybody's in panic mode.
Yeah, tie game in the third period. So, you know, things got away late. It's not like they got the doors blown off right from the start, but in many ways it was a game that was lost in the first period because they had 8 minutes of power play in the opening 20 minutes and didn't score. And, I mean, that's just, there's no way to sugarcoat that. That's a huge missed opportunity. And if you get a goal, you get two goals there, you're in much better shape. You got to feel a little bad for Filip Gustavsson right now. You know, all the hype about Jesper Wallstedt and the great start that he's off to, 8-0-2 going into tonight's game in Vancouver. And Gustavsson gets in there and just doesn't get the goal support. Now, granted, Wallstedt won a 1-0 game two nights earlier, so he can't argue that he's gotten a lot of goal support either. But, yeah, they're in a bit of an offensive doldrums right now.
Yeah, and let's go back to that game against the Oilers, and I want to get your thoughts. Is that win of the year so far going into their building? Now, I know it hasn't gone the Oilers' way this year, but they have a little bit of firepower in that lineup, and to win a 1-0 game, wow.
Yeah, that's a big win. Whether or not you're thinking about the Oilers right now where they stand as a team on this day, you know, December 6th, this is a team that has designs on going back to the Stanley Cup final for a third straight year, and this time winning four games. You know, they have two of the more dangerous offensive players in all of hockey, in Connor McDavid and in Leon Draisaitl, and scary enough, those two on one line. Now they put them on separate lines, and, you know, the joke was before that one, how do you keep your defense rested when you have to have Jared Spurgeon basically out there for 8 minutes at a time?
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know,
good win.
Yeah, very, very good win, and then there's the Calgary game. What about tonight's tilt with the Canucks? What are the challenges?
Well, Vancouver's a mess. I mean, they made a coaching change in the offseason, and it seems like every move they made, including re-signing Brock Besser, you know, and there were designs that he was maybe going to come home. He's a Burnsville kid. There was a lot of thought that he would test the waters. Well, he goes right up to day one of free agency and all this mystery about where he's going to go, and then he decides, you know what? I'm going to stay in Vancouver. I'm going to re-sign with the team I've been with since the start. That was a little bit of a surprise because, there was thought that he might move around. It hasn't worked. Vancouver's a mess right now. In fact, they lost last night at home. So here's a team that's not playing well and is coming off, a loss yesterday, playing the second game of back-to-backs. This one seems on paper like it's set up for the Wild to get back in the win column, but you know, let's face it, those are the games that scare you because when everything seems to be going your way, somehow all of a sudden it's not, more often than not.
All right, shift gears, a little college hockey. Golden Gopher women and St. Thomas played one in St. Paul, played one at Ritter Arena, won them both 5-3, 4-1 today. And now the long break off for almost a month.
It's crazy. You know, I was thinking about that. Penn State, I think the last time they played was like before Thanksgiving, and now they don't play until sometime in January. It seems like every other college sport we're playing right through the holidays. You know, I watched a great college basketball game today, and we got college football going on. Why does college hockey need to take like 6 weeks off in the middle of all this thing? I don't get that one. Gopher men as well. You know, they came back from Ohio State with a win and then an overtime loss. And now we won't see them until early January sometime.
Yeah, it is. And I don't know why it's like that. I know there's final exams, and there used to be the, on the men's side anyway, the old Mariucci Classic or whatever it was, and it had various sponsors over the years, and now it's just one big break. Now, I know they skate and they practice. It's not like, you know, the players are just enjoying the holidays and eating and not skating. That isn't the case.
It is weird, though, because, you know, like, you talk to some of these players, and they go home for Christmas, generally, a lot of them, and then they're usually back on campus, like, Christmas Day or the next day. They're back to school, but then they still don't play for another week. So yeah. They're back in school, they're skating on their own, but, like, the campus is essentially shut down. None of the other students are there, really, and it's kind of this weird time to be, you know, not only on campus but in Minnesota at that time between Christmas and New Year's where there's just kind of nothing going on. It's kind of a dead zone. Although I will say, Steve, we got a lot of great high school hockey in that stretch. It seems like between Christmas and New Year's there are great high school tournaments everywhere. So, hey, maybe that's the opportunity to get out and see some of the top preps.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, for sure, and that season well underway, the boys and the girls hockey, and what's crazy about it is the girls hockey season starts a little bit earlier. You get into January, and by the end of January, we're already talking section playoffs. It goes super quick, so enjoy and get out to your local rink and support your area teams for sure. a lot of great talent on display. Speaking of great talent on display, the World Juniors are coming to town, and this is going to be really cool.
This is, you know, Wendy Blackshaw, who kind of runs Minnesota Sports and Events, she was speaking at an event I was at last week kind of promoting the World Junior Tournament, and she, absolutely no hyperbole, said, this is a global moment for Minnesota. You know, the last time this tournament was here was 1982. A lot has changed since then. They're really rolling out the red carpet for all these teams from all over the world that are coming here. They're going to have, I think, more than 250 members of the media from all over, you know, multiple languages, all that. This is really kind of a cool thing to have Minnesota hosting World Juniors, because for years I've been watching it, you know, games being played in Stockholm or games being played in Saskatchewan or wherever. So to bring it to Minnesota and be able to celebrate the hockey culture here is really going to be, I think, an exciting thing. Plus, you're going to get to see some of the best young players in the world, you know, guys that are going to be in the NHL next year, if, you know, or 2 years from now or whatever have you. The last time I was at a World Junior Tournament, it was 2005, so 20 years ago. It was in Grand Forks, North Dakota, and Thief River Falls, Minnesota. Those were the two sites. Well, Russia had a young guy named Alex Ovechkin on their team. I think he wound up being pretty good. Team Canada had guys like Dion Phaneuf and Sidney Crosby, and, man, they were like the Beatles there, following them around in Grand Forks everywhere they went. So, you know, that's what is coming to town here. That's what we have the potential to see. Of course, Russia's not involved. That's still because of the international situation. Russia is not participating in this one, but you're going to see some great players from Canada, from Sweden, from Finland, from Germany. I checked just a couple days ago. U.S. opens against Germany on December 26th at Grand Casino Arena. You can get in the door for about $85 right now, but I think the ticket demand is going to ramp up real quickly as we get closer to these games.
Well, and the good news is for all these players from around the world will not be disappointed. Winter has arrived. It is hockey weather.
They were very close to putting this tournament in Tampa once, and I'm wondering what the reaction would have been among, you know, the Scandinavian players and some of these players from Canada going to Tampa in December and January to play hockey. But, you know, part of the NHL now and a successful part of the NHL, so I suppose it's something you have to get used to a little bit.
Well, and Jess, I know you're a big fan of the Frozen Four when it's in Tampa.
I would absolutely be okay if Tampa became the permanent host of the Frozen Four. They do a fantastic job. Yeah. And, of course, remember, Steve, we're doing another warm weather Frozen Four this year. Las Vegas, for the first time, is going to host the Frozen Four. So I know friends who have already booked places at New York, and Park MGM and some of those great hotels right near the arena in Vegas. So it will be really interesting to see how well-received that is. You talk about a place that knows how to put on big events. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, and then let's get into PWHL real quick. Frost in Boston to play the Fleet. They're 2-1 out of the gate. How about this road trip? They open at home, get beat by Toronto. Then they go to Seattle, travel to Ottawa, now in Boston. They're putting on the miles early in the season.
Yeah, I'll have to talk to Taylor Heisey and see if they get to keep those miles or anything. That would be a pretty good deal for her. And, and by the way, since I mentioned Taylor Heisey, I got to say this, Steve, off the hockey track for a second. I follow Iowa State because my son went to school there.
Yeah.
If there is a fan base that has been through more of an emotional roller coaster in ever than they have, the Cyclones fans have in the last 24 hours, I have never seen it. You know, they lose the greatest football coach in Iowa State history, in Matt Campbell. He goes to Penn State yesterday morning, basically. By 6 o'clock last night, they have a hot new coach coming in Jimmy Rogers, coming over from Washington State. And then today, the Cyclone basketball team goes on the road, and Taylor Heisey's brother is a sharpshooter for that team. They go on the road to number one Purdue, and not only win on the road, they win by like 23 points or something like that.
Ooh.
So if you're a Cyclone fan, maybe you're due for a nap or something. You've really been through the ringer since about noon on Friday.
Well, and they're not done because they're going to be at Maturi Pavilion playing Minnesota in the second round of the NCAA volleyball tournament. They were able to outlast St. Thomas yesterday.
They got a big volleyball win last night, too, and they got the Gophers tonight. Yeah,
so a lot going on down in Ames. And I would assume some of those Iowa State Cyclone fans are in town for volleyball tonight. All right, Jazz, always good to visit with you. Thanks.
All right, Steve, great to talk hockey. Take care.
All right, there he is, Jess Myers from the Pioneer Press. It is the Wild and Canucks. It's going to give me something to do later tonight. They drop the puck at 9 o'clock our time. I kind of love building my night around, especially a Friday night or a Saturday night West Coast game. Oh, I love it. 4:32, quick break. We'll have the weather. We'll get into college football final here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.